Hello and welcome to Pandemic Fine. I'm here with Tess in person this time and John, our usual guest who's been gone a while. Glad to have you back.
Glad to be here, but we do live together.
You've been gone a while from the podcast, not from my life. You're always here. So Tess is here visiting and we were just reminiscing about the first time Tess met John. And John, I don't think Tess remembers, but John remembers meeting Tess.
I remember because I knew Tess was a close friend of my then girlfriend, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make a good impression. And I'm very much an on-time person. And Stephanie, not so. And of course, we're late. And Tess is standing outside the restaurant we're going to meet at.
That doesn't sound like me.
And I kind of remember you being mildly annoyed.
Me?
Yes.
Always.
And then I wanted to be like, but it wasn't me, Tess.
It's great to meet you, and I never would have been late.
Because if you're on time, you're late. I do remember there was this one time that I was actually running a little late to a dinner, and you were on time.
It's
and I was like, what?
I know, it's rare. It's rare.
Yeah.
I've gotten slightly better over the years, but I just have a really bad... I read this book once called Never Be Late Again. Spoiler alert. I have been late since I read it.
The book was a total failure.
The book didn't do the promise, but it had a chapter about people's estimate of how long it takes to get places and do things. And like some people are just not very good at estimating that. And I am one of those people. Like, and there was like some exercise in it where you have to estimate like how long it takes you to get ready and how long it really takes you to like get in the car, buckle up, and then get to the location and then find parking. And I just am very off.
That's what I think about.
In my mind, everything is 20 minutes.
You will put something into Google Maps and be like, oh, it takes 15 minutes to get there. So you just think, be there at 6. You got to put your shoes on. You got to find your purse.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not great at these time estimates.
And I think personally, my mom was always late.
Ah.
She may be a Stephanie Rizzo.
Might be. I have a book for her.
And I think that my correction is that I am 5 minutes early.
You're overcorrecting.
I've overcorrected in my life. You're 5 minutes early to everything.
There you go. I'm never early. Sometimes I'm on time, which is a great thing. I'm never early because I also have a big fear of being bored. Like, I don't want to sit anywhere and be bored. Like, especially, I mean, like, if I'm meeting a friend for dinner, that's one thing. I'm not really going to be bored because I can look at the menu, yada, yada. But I'm going to, like, a doctor's appointment. To get there 15 minutes before my scheduled appointment time, that sounds awful.
I get anxious that I'm not... I don't want to rush through the form that I have to fill out.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
100%. John, I agree.
Guys, like, form is useless.
I feel like...
That form is useless.
There is nothing worse than being called to the back and you haven't finished the form.
I've got
to
walk back there with a clipboard
and fill it while I'm rocking. I have never... First of all, I'm rarely early to doctor's appointments and I have never had to bring a form back. I'm always fast to fill that thing out.
I had to bring the form back and it feels very anxious. And then
the form is useless. I just want everyone to know, like, they Xerox your license and your insurance information and nothing on that form is useful because by the time you get to the doctor, they're going to say,
if I'm pregnant currently.
But they're going to ask you again anyway. So you can still tell them and they can fill it out and then it's done.
Well, which is a nice segue into kids' COVID shots. I had to take the kids.
Oh, now hold up a minute. Slow your roll. You didn't have to do anything. I believe there is on Google record me offering what assistance I can provide.
I'm happy to do it.
I'm happy to do it and remind me every 5 seconds that you did it solo and I was not helping.
Given your career as a teacher, I have been with the children for most of their vaccines. You have to be at school and I'll just take them in to get their shots. So I took them to get this COVID vaccine and it was a bit far from our home.
I took the first available.
It was, as some would say, the other side of the tracks.
Oh, goodness.
I remember texting you earlier in the day, hey, is there like a login for this so I can fill out their like medical form before I get there?
Crickets. I don't have a login.
Crickets. Nothing.
First of all, you are capable of making their COVID shot appointments.
I tried and it kept bringing me to the login screen. And I was like, said you'd set it up, right? But anyway,
well, then I think that the word you're looking for here is thank you.
Yes. Thank you for.
So you arrived.
I arrived. And I get the clipboards. I get two of them, one for each kid.
Did it take you more than 30 seconds? Because then you're doing it wrong.
The pharmacy section was packed. It was a sad situation. I saw some lovely people having to choose which medication they were going to pay for there and not get the others. So it wasn't a great situation.
It has nothing to do with the clipboard.
I get it. So
I just want to be clear. It's sad, but not my fault.
I just want to say that space was limited in this pharmacy area, and I had to prop my clipboard up on the medical waste bin.
That is the choice you made.
It's at Walgreens. You could go to a different aisle and lean on something else. No one said to lean on the medical waste bin. I'm playing the world's smallest violin.
While keeping both of my children's mitts off of this thing.
Oh, John.
Finally fill it out. And then, you know, the guy that gave the shots was lovely. And
okay, well, overall, you're welcome. And next time, find a different place to lean.
I took not only my children out for ice cream after that, but I got myself a scoop. I felt like I earned it.
Do you have to go back to the same place?
Mm. No, you don't.
You don't.
I hope not.
You can go somewhere else. Yeah. But we'll probably go back to the same place because it's easiest.
Yeah.
And you know it now. You know what you're doing.
I get it. We're going to fill the form out beforehand.
Enjoy.
Speaking of kids' COVID shots, I want to point out that I know you like to give yourself a lot of credit, but I also spent 90 minutes in Target trying to get our daughter to get a flu shot, and I've really stuck it out. I wasn't successful, but I hung in there, and I don't get any credit. 90 minutes.
I appreciate that.
I'm sad that Target wasn't just like, can we just strap her down?
I know. I was holding her and the guy was like, I can't do it. Okay, you're going to have to take her somewhere else. And I was like, really? Can't you just do it? She's going
to
wiggle.
I had to hold the arm.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think maybe I'm mistaken, but I'm pretty sure Talia gave me a little punch in the chest afterwards. I was like, you know what? That's fine. I had it coming. I need to hold you down.
Your kids have no problems with shots?
No. We breeze through.
I mean, I guess Ev is the same age as your kids and he is fine. So it must be the 5-year-old issue. Totally different topic here. Let's switch over to just some positive news in this, you know, dark times. Our dear, not Bravo celebrity, TLC celebrity named Big Ed has gotten engaged, everyone. Are you thrilled for him?
I'm very happy for him. He's a character. He's been fun to watch.
If you're not familiar with Big Ed, he's one of the, not original, but some season of 90 Day Fiancé he was on. And
90 Day the Other Way, right?
Yeah, maybe it was 90 Day the Other Way because he went to Thailand? No, Philippines. It did not go great. But he really wanted to find love.
Doesn't he have a daughter
here? Yeah, he has a, like, 20-something-year-old daughter.
Oh, that's right.
She wasn't happy about his choice to be on the show, I don't think. But I'm just happy that he's found love. And if you don't know who Big Ed is, I suggest Googling it.
Yeah.
Go down that rabbit hole. Other positive news, Paris Hilton got married this week. Well, actually, he got married on Veterans Day, which I thought was a little weird.
That's weird. Kim Kardashian was a bridesmaid.
And a dress fluffer.
Yeah.
I've seen the photos. I think it all came full circle, really, for Kim.
Because was Paris the one that her catchphrase was like, that's hot.
Yes.
Yes. And Kim Kardashian was her
assistant? Yeah.
Closet There's also organizer?
The very famous clip of Paris being like, did you organize my closet yet? And Kim's like, oh, no, not yet. Sorry, Paris. Oh.
But now is Kim richer than her?
I don't know. That's a good... I was thinking about that. Oh. Who is richer? I don't know. But I recently found out from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills that Kathy Hilton and Rick, who is Paris's mom and dad, no longer have any ties to the Hilton company at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't really understand what their money is or where they got it or what they're doing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And the other daughter married a Rothschild. So she's set for life,
too. She's
okay.
Yeah.
But good for Paris, you know, after watching her YouTube documentary. Did you watch that?
No.
Oh, no, you did. Dark.
Dark.
Very dark.
Oh.
Yes, it was a YouTube.
I know. YouTubes.
Yes. The YouTubes, which I know is not always our favorite streaming service.
Is it on the Google?
I'm
but
sure.
But it is intense.
Dark, dark, dark.
There are, she like has clearly dated people who are not good.
No.
Because every single person she dates seems to hack into her personal information such that she gets a new laptop.
The darkest scene was her in a closet, sort of an outdated 90s house closet. I'm not even sure what house she was in, one of her houses. Just with a pile of laptops.
I mean, at least 30 laptops. And it's has a post-it and
says what year it was used and what information's on it. And she won't let anyone take them because all of her personal images and writing and stuff is on there.
Wow. Is she the one that was dating the shipping?
Savros Niarchos?
Yeah, the Greek guy.
Yes, but that was 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Not a good one.
Well, I mean, he's just another heiress, but male heir.
Long time.
The other dark thing I think about Paris is that she seemed so lonely, has no friends. She has no friends. And I did not watch any of her reality show in which the wedding, I guess, was filmed. But of the clips I saw, it didn't seem like her fiance really liked her either. So I don't know how this is going
to
go.
She's tough to love. I think when you get to that certain level of money, your view of reality is warped. And it's hard for you to identify with other people.
Probably, but I don't know.
Normies.
The normies of the world. Also, she was in that horrible, kidnapping high school thing that she just testified on Congress about.
Yes.
Her parents paid this, company to kidnap her when she was 16, come get her in the middle of the night, drag her screaming, and go to, a camp high school in Utah or something, where they were then, treated horribly, yelled at, and beaten. You didn't know about any of this?
No, I didn't know about
that. Oh my gosh, somebody needs to get John to watch this documentary.
It's as if his wife, who lives here, doesn't...
You're right.
What do we talk about?
We have nothing in common. other positive news. My third... This is a lot of positive news for this podcast. Brittany is free.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it. I'm very happy for her. I think that her dad is creepy and weird, and I don't trust him at all. I think he's kind of slimy.
Well, and also, did you read her post that was then deleted about how her mother was the mastermind behind it?
Really? I didn't read that.
She said that, there's no way her dad would have been able to put it together all himself. And it's all her mom.
Really? I didn't hear about this at all. And I feel like I followed it very closely. Oh my gosh, I'm so shocked right now. I knew that Jamie Lynn had been named. I knew that the dad, had been discussed. I did not know that Lynn was also... suspect in all this. Speaking of which, can we just talk about for a second that her dad is Jamie and her mom is Lynn and her sister is Jamie Lynn? Not great.
I am both happy for her, hoping that she finds the right...
Seems like she's got a good fella.
I was... excuse me. I was going to say right therapy / medication combo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which makes us all of our lives
better. Living through chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Both having a good partner, good medicine, good therapy.
Yes.
All
of these things are important.
All of these things are important.
I do have some concerns about her man. I hope he's a good guy. Just seemed a little young for her.
What's the age difference?
10 years, maybe a little more. I mean, if it was a man, nobody would talk about it. But
that's true.
Let her cook it up.
And also, let's be real, her Instagram posts are a little
weird, a little unsettling. I want to know more about her punctuation style.
Yes.
Where is that coming from? Is it because she's doing text to speech? I mean, speech to text, and it's just putting weird spaces
and
things.
And also the emojis.
Emoji use is a little, it's very 2000s. Is she still stuck in that phase? Has she not been using her cell phone freely for all this time?
Also,
and that's why she's getting used to it?
But let's be real, is she kind of maturity stunted? Because she's...
For 13 years been under someone else's control.
I mean, because she's she is turning 40?
Is she really?
Yeah.
How old are her kids?
They're teenagers.
Yeah.
They're almost adult.
17 and 15 or something.
Yeah.
What's that guy up to? The
K-Fed?
K-Fed.
He's remarried and has, I think, a daughter with another woman who I think he's been married to for a while. I think K-Fed and all of this looks pretty good, actually, if you, again, watch the documentary.
Multiple documentaries
show K-Fed as being one of the people who tried to take on Jamie when he wouldn't, do the right thing for Brittany, even when they weren't together. So, yay, K-Fed.
Yeah, good for him. It was making me think just now, as pop singer documentaries go. Taylor Swift. Hated that documentary.
I loved it.
Why? Why did you hate it?
It was just such a like, oh, love me.
John thought it was way too self-promotional.
Okay, yeah, but first of all, did you love the cat in the backpack? Yes.
Just say it.
And that poor girl just can't seem to settle down, right?
Oh, would you stop it.
Like, come on.
You don't say that about men.
She's only 30.
It's a storyline.
Okay. I wanted to be on record. I liked it. I like Taylor Swift.
No, it was.
And I want to listen to her re-recorded album.
I can appreciate her as an artist. I like that she's a songwriter. I think she's very talented.
She got me through the pandemic.
Like the documentary.
But I would say it tracks with women or girls who, and I would say just maybe stars who like, they really have a truncated childhood.
Yes.
Yeah. All
right. And like you don't mature in the same way as
regular
people
outside of the bubble.
Normies,
if you will. On that same track, have we all listened to Adele's new song or just me?
I haven't listened to it.
It's fantastic.
Easy on Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Love it. Love it.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
You.
Can I wait for her new album? No, I can't.
No, I'm really excited for it. You, on the other hand, don't seem to be quite as supportive of Adele as you used to be.
Oh, is it because she initiated the divorce?
Or is it because she's thin?
I think she got hot and was like,
I don't think that's true.
My husband's kind of an ugly. I'm out of here. I'm rich and good looking now.
I think it is possible that her success got in the way of her marriage. I don't think her looks were the problem, but I think it's possible. I don't really know what he did. Like, what was he?
I don't know.
Where do we know him from?
I don't know him from anything.
Antonio? Or is that her son's name? I forget what her husband's name is. But I don't think it's because she got hot.
Good. More power to her, but like, come on.
I think it is a bold choice for her to be like, I'm not happy.
Yeah.
The timing is suspect.
What? How is the timing suspect?
She just dropped the plate.
But didn't she get married like relatively early?
Young? Yeah, she was pretty young when she got married.
We need to.
We got some side Googling going on. Yes. I'm pretty sure that she got married like at 22
That's
or something.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean,
she had a kid right away.
Let's also like.
And then why is
22 year old Tess is not the same as.
Why are you not okay with her dropping her album right now?
No, I mean, I'm fine with the album. I just, well, my thing is, I think she left her husband because she got hot.
That is not true. And plenty of men in the celebrity world leave their wives for no good reason. And I never hear you commenting on them. How about Chris Pratt? Left Anna Faris.
Oh, I don't like him as a person.
Oh. That's only because he became Christian-y after he left her. He's a bad example.
Also,
he's just the first
one
I can think of.
What he said about his new daughter with Schwarzenegger.
I saw.
Thank
did
you for
that
a healthy
too?
Child.
Oh. Meanwhile, the other one.
I heard the.
Not.
Ugh.
Yeah, that was rude. That was rude. If you don't know what we're talking about, I recommend.
She began dating him in mid. Okay, you're going to do the math.
Okay.
In mid 2011, and she was 10%. Born in 88.
So she is 2
right
years younger than my sister. Yeah. So she's 32. She got married at 22 or dated the guy she was married to at 22.
What year did they get married?
2018.
3 years ago.
No, she was born in 88.
And he was born in 74.
He's way older.
Okay, way.
14 years older than her.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So wait. She was born in 88. They got married in 18?
Yes.
2018.
Yeah.
So she was 30.
But wasn't she pregnant?
88?
12 plus 18.
Okay, you're right.
But wasn't she already like...
Or had already had his kid,
yes.
I think.
So
I mean,
your 22-year-old
already...
theory
fine.
Out the window.
Either way.
But hold on. Let's see how old the kid is. Hold on.
I think that you're being a little harsh on Adele.
I just think.
Okay, I think you need to
hold on.
Easy on her.
Okay,
right.
Hold on. The son was born in 2012.
Okay,
when she was 24.
Mm-hmm.
So it was 6 years before she was married.
Yes,
correct. And
With that
he
same
was
year.
Yes,
and he was
however old he is, 15 years older than her. So like he was almost 40.
Yeah. Yeah, but they were together 6 years before they tied the knot. She, you don't know a person by then?
Oh, Lord. Okay. I see we're going to have to go our separate ways here. Sorry, everyone who's an Adele fan.
I think she's very talented.
She is very talented. Right. I cannot wait for her album.
Me either. I love her so much. And the concert I went to with her was one of the best I've ever been to. Life-changing. One of the best I've ever been to. And you didn't even let me buy tickets on time. I happened to get tickets on my own accord.
They seem to be pricey. Okay. I just think that, you know, I would respect her a lot more if she just came out and be like, you know what? Drop a lot of... While all you fools were gaining pandemic weight, I dropped it all. And I'm going to have some fun.
Hold on. She also lost the weight pre-pandemic.
All right, fine.
Okay, but hold up for a second.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on Khloe Kardashian? Who divorced Lamar Odom, got super hot, and that was her thing, was that she like had revenge body and was like super hot and going to go have her fun. So you think that's, she's a better person than Adele?
She owned it.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? Why you got to be ashamed of it?
I don't think anyone's ashamed of it.
Yeah.
So let's call it what it is.
Well, how can she just have been in a bad marriage?
Then you need to keep the weight on.
Oh, stop it. I think that our point has been made. Okay, so I guess enough about Adele and John's wrongness. Let's talk about Tess's most recent procedure. Let's jump right in.
Yes.
You recently got?
I got some Botox.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess the other, like the Botox equivalent. The
what is it, Juvederm?
No. What's it called, Botox?
Is it like generic?
No, but it's, so I easy work talks out regularly, and there is Botox, I guess, will metabolize
more quickly, I see.
If you work out.
So there's some other things.
So there's another equivalent that doesn't metabolize as quickly. And so I, you know, after a year of looking at myself on
Zoom
and having a pretty expressive forehead, I thought to myself, why not?
Let's
give it a go.
I fully support it.
And I feel like I have the forehead of a 30-year-old.
I love it.
And you know what? We all gotta do what we gotta do.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Absolutely.
Like, it's about like looking and feeling yourself, confident in yourself. And I am happy. I also, it's been in the pandemic that I went to the dermatologist and got my hormonal acne under control.
Very nice.
Which
you've been checking off the to-do list.
Which has been a combo of medication and Retin-A, which he said helps with
wrinkles too.
Acne and wrinkles.
I know.
So again, like I'm just like,
you're just blossoming.
Who knew that 38 would be my year?
I feel like a lot of people I know are talking about Botox or doing Botox. I feel like it is this age. We're there. A friend of mine did it. She did more like her crow's feet in your eyes.
Yeah.
Crow's feet. Her husband never noticed, not even once. She never told him and he never noticed. And I know some other people who are going to do the same
spot. I wonder if I would notice, because I just feel like, I think you notice when it goes wrong.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't go wrong unless you really overdo it. Which
right, and there is... Did I send you the person on Instagram who the Botox went really wrong?
Oh, God. The woman who had the paralyzed...
No, where the eyes were...
Oh, no.
Okay, yes. So, I mean, I think if you go to someone who knows what they're doing, it's... And, like, is a conservative on the Botox.
Yeah,
I went to someone who was referred to me, and she's very conservative on the Botox, which I appreciate. Like, let's start small.
I'm on a right-wing Botoxer.
100%. Yeah. And I went in and was like, tell me how my face looks. Like, do I need to... I was ready to, like, spend the money. Right?
This is a facelift situation. Right.
Facial
transplant.
Right.
Have you seen the movie Face Off?
Right. Exactly. She was like, no, you look great. As long as you're using a Retin-A.
Yep.
And this is a little... I was like, okay, good. Okay, great. So there is someone on Instagram who I will look up her name, where she did have a horrific Botox experience.
Yeah, I think I have seen it because I think she was on
GMA. Yeah, I mean, it was like a whole thing. But also what turned out was that the person doing the Botox, like it should never have been inserted where it was.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, I wanted to go into it with you know, solving my expressive forehead situation, mm-hmm. but not looking frozen.
Yes, yes. That's always the goal, and, right?
I mean, you all saw me for today. Did you notice anything?
No.
I just looked.
I felt you were expressive.
You walked in the door and I was like, dang.
She looks amazing.
Tess's forehead is so hot.
No, you were like, wow, she is looking.
That forehead is not 38. yeah, I definitely.
Forehead got it going on.
I want to explore med spa options eventually, just maybe not.
No, I'm not sure. Like, here. Now we'll say my sister got a filler.
Did she get lip filler?
A cheek filler.
Why? What did she sort of do?
Felt like her jowls.
Mm.
And so the way to fix this part was
increasing that part.
Yes. Yeah. Interesting. That's more than I am
ready for.
Also from an expense perspective.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more expensive.
Yeah.
But she had people say, like, oh my God, you look so refreshed.
Oh, interesting.
So you know.
I will say I had to do a deep dive on Botox earlier in my career.
Okay.
I
don't know.
The previous company I worked for, we invested in startups.
Oh, and yeah.
One of the
It was a cream Botox, right?
It was a topical Botox.
Yeah.
Where it was also going to help migraines and overactive sweat glands.
Whatever happened to that company?
Do you know what?
They went public.
I wanted to try the overactive sweat. Like, I'm a sweater.
Yeah. Always happen.
But here's my thing. Do you have to get Botox every 3 months for the sweat glands?
I don't know.
But if it's just a cream you rub on. Like,
right, I would do that.
That's not bad.
Sure.
And, but you have to do it by, the doctor still has to do it. So
yeah.
If you want to go into the doctor's office, hold out your arm and the doctor.
I do, actually. I mean, they're putting it in other spots.
But when I was doing my deep dive on Botox, it's very few labs in the United States are allowed to carry botulism, which is what is the base of Botox.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like really, it's like military secure at these facilities. Because it's
you
like
can kill someone, right?
Yeah,
it could be a bioweapon.
Or make them look wonderful.
One or the other. Kill a bunch of people or make them look great. Well, let's move on to some TV for a moment.
Now, these two ladies are loving the reality.
Yes.
TV.
As always.
Yeah.
I mean, when did we not?
Tess is the one who got me started on 90 Day Fiancé. Tess is the one who introduced me to Bitch Sesh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
We go way back. recently, we all watched The Way Down, which is both fascinating and, like, very dark, about a church cult thing right down the street from Tess.
Yeah. Produced by Chrissy Teigen.
Yes, I believe it's pronounced Chrissy Teigen.
This
is a new piece of information I just acquired. Yes.
You would have corrected someone sooner. Okay.
I did correct someone who said Teigen, and then they sent me a YouTube of Chrissy herself saying it's actually pronounced Teigen, but no one says it right.
Oh, Teigen. Okay.
I think we've all learned something here.
Okay.
Moral of the story is the documentary is on HBO, and it is like a 5-part, but the only 3 parts have been filmed so far because everybody in the leadership of the church was killed in a plane crash in May. Weird.
Because they didn't believe enough.
I don't know, but it is good, but dark, and the woman's hair is its own documentary.
Yeah.
Should be just the hair.
Yeah.
Her hair gets higher.
There's big controversy. It's like, is she wearing a wig?
Right.
There's something about Mary, the hair scene.
It does kind of get higher and higher in that same way, yeah. yeah, pretty controversial.
And also, like, very, I wouldn't say cultish, but also cultish, and I'm sure there are very nice people, but also
some questionable judgment.
Very questionable judgment. Mm-hmm. Some maybe like abusive children.
Yes, that's the part that's real dark, hard to watch.
Very like eating disorder.
Yeah, it's a lot of, it's called The Way Down because the like way the woman who ran the cult got started was by promoting this weird like Christian weight loss program that was like, if God wanted you to eat that, he would have said so.
Right.
So stop eating so much. Like, unless your stomach is grumbling, you shouldn't be eating.
Right.
God often tells me to eat Taco Bell.
Oh, does he? I wonder if you're just mishearing the message.
Thing, and I'm not sure how much of this was in the documentary or just things I've read, is like not believing at all in like anxiety and depression.
Right.
And as someone who has found happiness in the right medication around that, it is real.
Is real.
It is real. Like, people need to find what they need to find. Yes. And
that is correct. I agree with that.
Yeah.
So I recommend it. I don't know if we can really talk that much about it until the next two episodes are filmed.
Right.
But
so for your listeners, the first three are out. Yes. The next two are supposed to be out in the new year.
Yes. So get ready.
Post plane crash.
Right. Which is fascinating. Fascinating.
My other TV, if folks have not watched Ryan Murphy's impeachment about the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky.
We have not watched it yet, but I want
to. It is great. Mm-hmm. Again, 25 years later? No. Almost 22 years later?
Getting there.
Things
Monica
look different.
Monica got a real...
Real rough deal.
Real rough deal.
I think she's doing okay now. She was 22.
22-year-old? Oh, that's a shame. That's her whole life.
It is really her whole life. But she did, I think in the end, you know, she's made it through, but it wasn't easy.
No.
I did see something on Twitter. Somebody posted, like, what's the worst piece of job advice you've ever gotten? And her response was, an internship at the White House will look great on your resume. Well, that might be true for Monica. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. And also, I would say, have you watched Only Murders in the Building?
Oh, I love it so much.
It's so good.
It's just like the show I needed at the right time, right
place.
Yes, there's a murder. Somehow it still is light. It's nostalgic. Steve Martin, Martin Short, and then the return of Selena Gomez.
Who actually is fabulous in the whole...
But I gotta say...
Very weird voice.
You didn't...
Outside of singing, strange voice.
Very strange voice.
Very Kermit the Frog.
Very strange voice.
Yes. Okay. I can't believe you guys.
we talked
but
a lot about it.
She sings beautifully.
She does sing beautifully. We talked a lot about it at the lunch table. People were very bothered by the voice, but we all worked through it together.
Okay.
Although I noticed she also has a cooking show on HBO.
Oh.
I kind of want to watch where she cooks with like celebrities, I guess.
Oh.
I kind of want to watch to see if
it's
the same voice.
Is she still making music?
I don't know.
She's making the money.
I
thought she was just busy getting
a song.
Did
she and Justin Bieber?
Yeah, well, they were together for a long time when they were really little. Don't you remember? Didn't you not see recently at the Met Gala, Justin and Hailey Bieber, arrived at the Met Gala.
It's Bieber.
And some of the fans were like, where's Selena? Like, kept yelling Selena over and over. And then Hailey asked the assistant for some sunglasses and she started crying and Justin was comforting her, being like, don't cry about this. And it was a moment.
No,
it was a moment. Yeah. Selena is still ripe in the fans.
Does John know what the Met Gala is?
It's a gala put on by MetLife. The insurance company.
I actually, like, what is...
It's a fundraiser.
It's like a charity.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser for the Met. It's run by Anna Wintour, which is why it's so fashion forward. But anyway, I've digressed from Selena Gomez. Let's get back at Selena. Didn't she also... I think she hasn't been making a lot of music because she got a kidney transplant.
She's been,
you know, busy doing that.
Okay.
As one does.
Wait, was that her?
I think it was.
That was the other girl from Modern Family.
I thought that was a different girl.
You were right. She did get a...
Hold on.
You need to go to our research team, which is Google.
No, I think Selena Gomez did get a kidney. Yeah, four years ago, Selena Gomez underwent a kidney transplant as a result of her ongoing battle with lupus.
Oh, okay.
I knew she had the lupus.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Well, wait. But the girl from Modern Family, can we verify that?
Sarah Hyland, she also...
Did she also get a kidney?
What is going on with celeb
what
kidneys?
What is going on with celebrity kidneys?
We got renal
I've never known
renal
so many
issues.
People who need a kidney. Yes, Sarah Hyland had a second kidney transplant. Had two, yeah.
Oh, wow.
She's been on dialysis and got
if
a second kidney transplant.
Anybody's going to get a kidney.
She had... Okay, so Sarah Hyland had kidney dysplasia. Selena Gomez has lupus. Well, listeners, I think we've solved a lot of problems here today. A lot of confusion has been verified. Onward. All right. Now, in terms of Bravo shows, I think it's important we touch down on the few that John can speak to while he's here with us. Below Deck, are you excited for the return of Captain Lee?
I like him. I like him better than Sandy.
Oh, so much better than Sandy. Good, solid man. I want him to
Looks like he just... walked out of a Jimmy Buffett concert.
Yes.
What, he really? Had like AFib? Is that what he had on the first?
That's why he wasn't in the first episode or whatever.
I would like the listeners to know, because we touched on our last episode, that I am a Cappy Sandy fan.
But you've also only watched a Captain Sandy season.
So I am trying to be invested in Captain Lee. Lee.
You're going
to
love him.
Who was our who was our captain before?
Captain Lee?
No, in that, like, when Captain Lee was...
Oh, when he wasn't on the first charter. Captain Sean?
Sean?
I don't know, but he was terrible.
Awful.
Not ready for prime time.
Okay,
not ready
for prime time. I just wanted the listeners to know I'm still
yes.
trying to be invested in Below Deck.
Yes, it's a great show.
But recently, we need to touch down on the most important Bravo show.
And that is Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
So if you're not watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, you are missing out. It's been great. It's only in its second season. Season one was great. You can catch right on up. Lots of things to say. Love Heather Gay. She's the star of the show. She's the center. What do they hold in the opener for Salt Lake City?
Snowflake? Snowflake. Okay. Yeah.
She's the center snowflake holder.
Who's Heather?
Big head. Love her. She does have a large head. That's a large head.
She has three daughters. She's mm-hmm. left the church. She's really like
she's hip,
reflective yes. of all that. Yes.
But in the most recent episode, which was a 2-hour special, everybody, a 2-hour episode,
it's a feature film,
a jumbo right. episode, if you will.
And I have notes that I made. I think maybe to you that I'd like to
revisit. Jen Shaw, one of the women, was. They were all supposed to go. Let me do a quick synopsis. They were all supposed to go on a trip. They were meeting up in the parking lot.
But I would like, can we touch down on other things that happened in the episode before we touch on?
Oh,
that?
Sure. Okay, let's start at the beginning.
Okay, so one of the characters, Lisa.
Mm-hmm. She's not a character test. She's real.
Okay. Her sons, and I'm using air quotes, mm-hmm. have started a company.
What is it called? Bear Wolf.
Fresh Wolf.
Fresh Wolf.
And
Fresh
they have
Wolf.
This event. Mm-hmm. Okay, the sons are.
15 and 9 or something.
Which yeah. woman is this? I mean, just describe her on that.
She's Jewish by heritage and Mormon by choice.
The son.
Not Brooks.
No. Okay. She's but she very looks tiny, like that woman. Like very straight, dark.
She
hair.
Talks like that.
Okay. That's all you
need. And they had this event, and it was like very, like, oh my gosh, we just invited these people. And then. And there was a run-in with Meredith and someone from Mary's church.
Yes, Mary Cosby, the, what is her
Pentecostal.
Faith? Pentecostal leader of
that
the,
thinks she's...
who's married to her step-grandfather.
And the ex-member yes. who ran into Meredith was like,
it's a cult.
Be forewarned.
Yeah, things are bad.
Things are bad, which also, by the way, that guy is now deceased.
Yes.
With unknown causes.
Yes, yes. It's all very suspicious.
And then, fast forward to another event in the show where Mary is hosting a cooking
class. Things. Details
Italy,
are sketchy.
And it is, Mary is on a wild ride.
Well, Mary is on her own journey. And things get way out of control. She really picks on this one woman because she didn't answer her phone and she would.
She didn't ask. Okay, first of all, she didn't answer her FaceTime.
Her FaceTime.
Which
I hate
let's
FaceTime.
Let's be clear.
I don't always want to see your face and I don't always want to answer with mine.
Right. I don't want to see your face.
I like a pre-planned
FaceTime. I also like I don't always want to answer your phone.
Right.
Send me a text.
She was in the carpool line.
Which
I got it. I was like, I wouldn't want to answer the phone either.
And also, so, 24 hours later, I'm like,
get over it.
Whitney also has small children. Sometimes you're 24 hours, like, you're like, oh
it
my
all
gosh,
blurs together.
I didn't respond. Yes. I am so sorry.
But Mary took that to mean disrespect or something. And so everybody was told to wear Italian streetwear. I know you would know exactly what to wear to that, John.
Yeah. In Park City, Utah.
In Park City, Utah. Except for Whitney, because as her punishment, Whitney was told to wear mafia wear. And, like, she didn't really wear, like, enough mafia wear, so Mary, like, ripped her a new one in, like, a very awkward and ridiculous fight that seemed unnecessary.
And then the last thing in that show, in that episode before we get to the...
To the Shaw amazingness of it.
Jen Shaw and her first assistant,
Stewart,
are on a snowshoeing adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Where Jen is basically saying, you all need to be thankful
for how much
I
do for
you.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of your families are able to live.
Because of all the things I do for you.
Because of all the things. So basically,
and by the way, she's not a cult leader. That's a different woman.
I sacrifice my family.
Yeah, for you.
For you people. Now, fast forward to the end, Steph, go.
So they're on this bus. They're supposed to be getting ready to go on a trip. They all arrive for the trip. And then, like, 2 minutes after Jenshaw gets on the bus, she's asking another cast member to take her mic off. And she's getting a phone call. So they unplug her mic. She goes outside and takes a phone call. Returns a few minutes later and is like, my husband has internal bleeding. I have to go. And says it just like that. I've just done the delivery. Right. My husband has internal bleeding. I have to go.
He had an doctor's appointment. He's been admitted to the hospital.
I gotta go. Oh, no, gotta go. No, like, emotional reaction, really. Just
he's
like
a basketball coach, right?
Yes.
Football.
You're right. Okay. So she leaves, and then
everyone's like, "Hey, should we call?
Kind of like, "Wait, who? Your husband? He has internal bleeding? Oh my gosh! Yes, of course. Go. Yes. Like, what do you need?" But like, I think also we're kind of like, "Wait, what is happening? Right. Why are you telling us with such a calm voice?" So she leaves. Then,
like 10 minutes later, they're all deciding like, should they leave?
Are they still waiting for Meredith to arrive or something? So, I don't remember.
We're trying to decide where to go. And then we're like, why are all these
Homeland Security people arrive? And they ask the producers, where's Jenshaw? We're looking for Jenshaw. And the other women are still like on the bus. So finally, Heather Gay, star of the show, was like, I'm going to go ask them what's going on. So she comes outside. She's like, we get really nervous about, I think she said the popo. And is like, what is this about? Like, what do we need? They're like, we need a Jenshaw. And she straight up is like, she's at the hospital. Her husband has internal bleeding. She just left. And, like, that's where the episode ends. And nobody, you know, you see the previews for next week of them being like.
But then she gets on the bus and the other people are like,
this is not about Sharif Sr. This is about something with Jenshaw.
Something's
amiss.
Nothing's, yes.
But in next week's preview, Lisa's on the phone being like, Meredith knows what this is.
Because Meredith didn't show up?
Yeah, Meredith was there. And I think Meredith was perhaps the squealer. I think that's where we're headed here with the storyline. It's all very exciting. I was perhaps even more...
It's very Godfather 2.
It really is. I was perhaps even more titillated by the line in which, and I've already shared this today and I'll say it again, Heather Gay, in a different moment, was talking about how people called her a good time girl in college. And she said, well, I wasn't really a good time girl, but I did once go as a companion to a little person to Cancun. And I just, why aren't we diving down that rabbit hole? I'd love to know more. I would love to know more. What does that mean? Was it awkward?
Right.
Was it not somehow? I'd love to know the details.
And what services were exchanged?
Right. And how much did you get paid? Was it a job? Right. Was it a vacation?
Right.
Was it both? So lots to unpack there in Salt Lake City. Definitely worth the 90-minute commitment or whatever it really was with commercials. Real House of Potomac, they also just wrapped up. They were having a great start, and then I feel like Salt Lake has really overshadowed them recently. But I still love Potomac. I still love my girls.
Love Potomac. I will let the listeners know that Steph and I watched the first episode of the reunion. Have not watched the last episode of the season. We didn't see Karen's
vow renewal,
but you know, we'll get there
eventually. And I think it's important to note that if you are going to renew your vows on Real Housewives, you're probably getting a divorce soon. So I'm sad for Karen that she hasn't noticed that pattern yet.
But I will say, I would like to tip my hat to their looks of the reunion,
except for Wendy. Real miss for me.
Oh, that shoulder thing. But everybody else looked amazing.
It was a lot of boobs.
But, I felt like everyone looked...
Very boob forward.
It was a boob forward reunion. I'm a big fan of Mia. She's a little controversial. She's the new one. She's a little, a bit of a hot take, if you will. She's been causing a lot of issues on social media. I am not a fan of Candace and think it is time for her to be fired. Do you know who any of these people are?
Candace was the one that was, super rude.
John slept through three quarters of the reunion.
There was some snoring. Candace John is the triangular tissue user.
Oh, that's right.
Right. She's very noted for her tissue use.
Music video.
Excuse me, an album.
Right. who called her out?
Anita Baker.
Right.
Not directly. Okay, Anita Baker, they said,
the
called
tweet
her out.
Said, women supporting women.
Right, which I was like, that just means she supports that you recorded an album. It didn't say, I loved it, which I think would be more of a distinct, this was a good album. However, good for Candace. She put herself out there. Good for her. My favorite housewife, I think, on Real Housewives of Potomac is Giselle and Robin. I love them both so, so, so much.
Always.
And I just can't believe that so many people are so mean to Giselle because she won't share the details of her crappy relationship with everyone.
But also like, or that people are so awful about what she wears.
Oh, I know. They're so mean. They're like, oh, you have the worst taste in the world.
I don't think she looks that bad.
No, no. Her house decor is actually far worse than her personal style. Right.
I will credit her for raising three seemingly normal,
really cute, nice girls.
Nice girls in a like very traumatic,
in a potentially disastrous situation.
Yes.
Robin's the one that's married to Juan Dixon, right?
Yes.
Yes. Well, no, they're not married.
They're not married. They're engaged.
They're engaged.
They were married.
Still TBD on the
date. Yes.
On the marriage front.
But I love Juan.
I love Juan.
I love him so much. And I love Robin. And I, you know, Robin and I, we have a lot in common. Robin's often late. Robin is often sleepy.
Struggles to get out of bed sometimes.
Often would rather take a nap, I think, than be on the show. Sometimes they like show up to film her and it seems like she just rolled out of bed. Right. And I'm like, that would be me.
John, did you go to Maryland at the same time that Juan Dixon was playing?
He won the championship.
Yeah, he was there.
Oh.
John's freshman year.
He had a tough life. So
he had a really tough life.
Yes.
Really tough life. I don't think it's gotten that much easier, to be honest. He seems like a sort of a troubled soul still. Mm. Not in like a he's acting out kind of way, but like I just think he seems a little unhappy all of the time. Like life's a little too serious for him.
I don't know that he had a lengthy professional basketball career.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, but now he's coaching
Bowie State, I think.
Is it?
I thought so. I thought it was somewhere in Maryland.
It is definitely somewhere in Maryland.
That was Bowie State.
We're going to Google.
Yeah, go ahead and let me know what that says. Okay. And then our last topic of the night is, for those of you who are not avid Bravo watchers, how about Bravo reading? There are some new Bravo books out that Jess and I have read that I recommend. The one that we're both reading right now that I think is better than the rest is called something. It's by Dave Quinn, right? Okay, it's called Not All Diamonds and Rosé by Dave Quinn. And it is like as if he got all of the Housewives producers and camera people in a room and like made them confess everything. So it's very detailed. It's very juicy, very gossipy. But they're like, the gossip is coming from the people that are actually there and in the show. It's like about themselves. So I feel like it's more revealing than most things. So very fascinating. I think that... You know,
what I first love about this book is, number one, it starts out with a list of every main character
that's ever been in any of the franchises,
including like Friend of.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the last part, which I haven't gone to yet, but I did flip and appreciate, is they have every tagline
of
every housewife.
Now,
every season,
if you don't read the book, at least look at the first and last pages.
So my advice to everyone is don't get the audio.
Mm, that's good advice.
You need
the physical book. I have the Kindle, and I don't know that it had that beginning pages in there.
It is a book you will want to adorn your library.
Right. I mean, honestly, like pass on to children.
Oh, yeah. It's an heirloom. This book is an heirloom.
Oh, look at those pictures.
No, full color pages, guys. I'm looking at full color pages.
T'Challa has made
T'Challa. That is Monique, who's no longer with us on Real Housewives of Potomac.
R.I.P.
That was her her gray. What was it called?
Macaw.
Gray parrot.
Parrot. Something like parrot.
I think it is a gray parrot.
Fancier name.
But he died. Undisclosed. Unsolved mystery. In other news regarding that book, I would say that it really brings things back to the OG, the OC. And I kind of forgot about some of those people. You know, it was nice to touch down with Joe and the original
Slade.
I don't really need to touch down with Slade, but the original person who dated Slade. I'll allow that. And then our last and final thing we need to wrap up with, something that John is... just can't get off of the playlist
right now. Holidays are right around the corner.
Luann de Lesseps, the Countess of de Lesseps, whatever her name really is, has released her music video for All What I Want. What Do I Want for Christmas?
It's sort of like an All I Want for Christmas Is You, but also every other materialistic thing.
Right. She's like, all I want for Christmas is trips and cars and watches. It's pretty terrible. But the video includes the cast of Real Housewives of New York, which was pretty terrible last season.
What Do I Want for Christmas?
Oh, that's what it is. What Do I Want for Christmas? And then also includes like one random non-housewife woman, like a regular person who doesn't have the same glam going on, who's like bra straps are showing in her dress. And I just need more details on that. Can someone please let me know who is this other woman and how did she get stuck being in Luann's horrendous Christmas album video?
And those housewife watchers will remember that this was filmed last
Christmas.
That's right. But we didn't get our act together to get it out.
Last Christmas.
Yeah, so here we are.
Right.
Can't really release it in January.
Nope, you really missed the market.
Somebody dropped the ball somewhere.
Someone dropped the ball. Okay, my last question for the group.
Yes.
Favorite holiday song?
Of any holiday or like Christmas specifically?
No, of the Christmas. Favorite holiday song, and when do you start playing holiday music?
I would play it right now if John would let me, but he won't allow it. My favorite Christmas album is, of course, Mariah Carey. My second favorite Christmas album is Snowed In by Hanson.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, John.
Now on public record.
I have nothing to be ashamed of.
I'm just trying to think of...
When do you allow holiday music to be played?
Day after Thanksgiving, as it should be.
Very strict.
Gotta get the turkey. It's time to shine.
Oh, whatever. I don't care about the turkey. Tell me your favorite holiday song. I'd love to know.
What's the donkey one?
Dominic the Donkey? What? How do you not know Dominic the Donkey?
I don't know Dominic the Donkey.
Chickity chink, hee haw, hee haw. The Italian Christmas donkey. How do you not know
I've
that?
Never heard this.
Oh my gosh, guys. Well, they play it on the radio.
To be honest, I don't think I have a favorite holiday song. What? I just don't really. There was a summer, or no, not a summer, a winter.
I was don't you dare accuse me of overplaying Christmas music.
No, this is way before your time. I was transferring colleges. Mm. And I had a winter off, so I decided to get a seasonal employee job at Hex, which is like Macy's, yes. Sort of, but mm-hmm. a little lower brow. And, you know, they gave me a choice of departments. I could work in housewares mm-hmm. or domestics. Domestics is like sheets and towels. And I was like, all right. Nobody buys sheets and towels for Christmas, but everybody buys like kitchen appliances. I'll take domestics. And, you know, it wasn't great. But the music was always on loop. And what's the Beatles? Was it Paul McCartney?
Oh,
song?
I really don't like that song, actually.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah. Or Happy Christmas, the War is Over.
Yeah, that one too. Yeah. That was Lennon.
Yeah, and neither of those are great.
Oh, so a lot of the mainstream Christmas songs are
ruined for you.
Yeah, they're ruined. You need to listen to like a punk Christmas album or something. Something that doesn't get played.
A real high note.
Yes, what's your favorite holiday song?
Okay, so I am a post-Thanksgiving holiday music listener. And I love the Elvis Presley Blue Christmas album. Mm-hmm.
It's a classic.
It is not Christmas unless it's a Blue Christmas.
I can appreciate that some songs from that album. I'll allow it. I think there are some songs that like are just way overdone on like all of the Sirius or like Amazon Prime music.
Like
the pre-made stations, that Beatles song. I feel like there's a lot of Bing Crosby repeats, you know, that come up a lot.
What did we think about, what's the song that's like?
Oh, I know what it's, the Beatles one is Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
Yeah. Okay, that's
what's the
Paul.
Song that everyone's like, oh, that's a little,
Oh, yeah, I Really Can't Stay.
Yes, okay, what is our opinion on that?
It's a bit rapey.
It's a bit rapey, but I love it. And actually,
I love the song.
Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey's version is one of my absolute favorites. It's great.
And Nick Lachey, obviously.
And yes, and we only refer to him as Nick Lachey, obviously, since his appearance on Love
is Blind.
Love is Blind, where he introduced himself as I'm Nick Lachey, obviously. If you haven't seen that, look it up. All right, we're signing off. Everybody stay pandemic fine. See you next time.